73, Shared Insights and Learning. In empowered product teams working on solving hard problems, the discovery techniques we use generate insights very frequently. We are meeting with users and customers, normally weekly, and testing our product ideas. We are digging deeper into their context and their needs. We are analyzing the data from our product's usage and from the live data testing of our ideas. We are constantly investigating new enabling technologies to see if any can help us solve the problems we are facing in new and better ways. We are tracking industry data and learnings to see if there are relevant trends. We are also constantly seeking these insights from others across the company, product marketing, sales, finance, customer success. As we learn important or potentially relevant insights, we want to share these learnings with our colleagues from across the business. There are several reasons for this. First, the insight may help them as well. Second, they may have additional insights while viewing the data through their lens. Third, they may be able to help us explain the dynamics in order to better leverage the insights. Fourth, it is important that the company learn the difference between a prototype getting a bad response during discovery and a product failing in the market. Failing in discovery is not really failing. It is very fast and inexpensive learning. Failing in the market truly is failing, as these mistakes are typically very slow and very expensive. We want the broader company to understand this difference. We still can't completely avoid market failures, but we can dramatically reduce their frequency. More generally, the type of relationship you want is one where you are sharing openly and generously. By sharing insights and learning, you are bringing your business partners on the journey with you. I love to invite key business leaders to some of our user or customer testing. I am a big advocate of sharing key learnings broadly across the organization, as well as sharing the ideas that work along with the ones that don't. And be generous with the credit when an insight that comes from one of your key leaders or executives turns out to be critical to some innovation or substantial progress. At one company, I even made up and handed out deputy product manager badges when I called out the contributions of others at all hands meetings. Just make sure that the insights are acknowledged and shared in both directions. Chapter